Hi, my name is Phil Newman. I'm a program manager on the InfoPath team, and today I'm here with Chris, who's also a PM on our team, and we're going to show you how to use source control in InfoPath with TFS. The form that we're using is a uniform order form that I've showed you in some of my previous videos. I'll check this form into source control, and then I'll go ahead and add a date needed field to the form while Chris adds some sort descending logic to the code. So the first thing I need to do for TFS is to change the structure of the XSN. I only want to save the XSN's components. So to do that, I will go and export the XSN source files to a folder on C drive that I've called InfoPath Projects, InfoPath Source Control, into XSN files. The next thing I need to do now is to take the code project for the form and put it into the XSN sources folder in the same parent folder. So I have my code here, just copy that and paste it into XSN sources. Now the last thing I need to do to get this ready is to point the XSN now at the new sources. And that's done from form options. So I want to go to C drive, InfoPath projects, InfoPath source control, XSN sources. I'll preview this form to make sure everything's working. And there it is. And now I'll save. Now, inside of Visual Studio 2010, what I want to do is create a new team project. And I'll give it the same name as the folder I had, InfoPath Source Control. I think that's what I called it. InfoPath Source Control, that's correct. I'll create this as an agile software development project. So now that the project's created, I can go and add the files for my InfoPath form to source control. So I will click Add Items to Folder. And this will let me map it to a local folder, which is what I want to do. And I'll add the XSN files and XSN sources folders. And I'll make sure that there aren't any excluded items that I want to have here. I'll want to include this DLL. And now I'll check in my changes. So after the project is checked in, I'll go ahead and make my changes, knowing that I can make those changes and check them in, and at the same time, Chris can add the code to the project. So now everything's checked in, Chris can go ahead.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and refresh the folders listing in the Team Foundation Explorer in Visual Studio 2010. And you see Philips InfoPath Source Control Project. So I'll go ahead and get the latest version of this project. Going to map to the same hierarchy that Phil set up for the project. Make a new folder. All right, and now the Git latest version is complete. I'll go to my projects directory. Remove the read-only property from the folder and its subfolders. And open the manifest in Designer. I'm going to be adding a descending sort, which I will track through sort attributes. That I'll default to an ascending sword to start. The attributes are added, so I'll go ahead and launch VSTA. I have some new source code that I pre-canned here. And we'll go ahead and build the new code to test for success. And succeeded.
So Chris, I've just checked in my changes to the project, so you'll see my conflicts in there when you go in.
All right, fantastic. So let me go ahead and check in the latest updates. We'll quickly check out. And check in my changes. You can see we received some conflicts, which we'll go ahead and address via the merge tool in Team Foundation Explorer. You can see here we have some conflicts to address, but the auto merge feature is enabled, so I'm just going to go ahead and choose that. Now here you'll notice auto merge is disabled, so let's take a look at these manually. Take Phillips change. And you can see OK is enabled, all conflicts are resolved. Okay, now that everything's merged, let's go ahead and verify that Phillips changes have successfully merged with mine. Remove that read-only lock again. Okay, there in design mode we see the date needed column, so let's go ahead and preview this, verify Phillips rule. Let me go ahead and pick a date. In the past, you can see the red formatting letting me know that this is invalid, and I'll go ahead and set that for a couple days in the future now, and let's make sure my code all works as expected. Okay, the names are already sorted, so this first sort should do nothing. And now we'll do the descending sort. And let's go ahead and sort by size, which is not alphabetical, but is in fact sorted by size. So medium appears at the top. Now we'll do our descending sort. And there you have it. That is how two people can work together and collaborate on a project through TFS and InfoPath.